Yesterday, an Anchorage gathering at Central Middle School that was characterized as a public town hall meeting with Republican Senate candidate Joe Miller became the center of a media storm after the editor of the online news site Alaska Dispatch was handcuffed by security guards hired by Miller for the event. The guards from Drop Zone Security maintained the event was private, and Alaska Dispatch editor Tony Hopfinger was trespassing and refused to leave. Hopfinger says he arrived about 20 minutes before the 2 p.m. start of the two-hour event and initially spoke to Mr. Miller in the men's restroom. Hopfinger says he asked Miller why he would not be at the Senate debate scheduled for this evening in Anchorage.
He said he had a scheduling conflict or whatever, and I said, okay. And, you know, he walked out real quick, and then the town hall happened, and that went on to about 4 o'clock, and then I guess he was just mingling with the crowd or whatever afterwards. He was sort of breaking up, and I went up to the front of the auditorium or gymnasium, wherever it was held in the school, and I asked, well, there were other people asking him questions, so then I got in there and wanted to ask him some questions about his time at the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and as soon as I asked my question, he started to walk out, walked away, and started to walk out the door into the main hallway of the school. And so I went kind of following him along and asked it again. Then I asked another question. And by the time I got, it was just, you know, it was maybe like only 20, 30 paces tops. He sort of stopped and then started going the other direction. By that point, you know, there's all these people around me of security, and there were some Miller supporters, and they're telling me that I'm trespassing, I got to leave, and all this and that. And they were claiming it was a private event. At no time during the event was there, you know, sort of an announcement, hey, this is for Joe Miller supporters, or, you know, media, please be respectful and do not ask questions or whatever. There was nothing like that. So I was wondering why I was trespassing, and things just escalated in a matter of seconds. The next thing I know, I have handcuffs on me.
And there's been various media accounts of this, some saying that you pushed someone first, others saying someone pushed you first. Do you remember what happened there?
I was being pushed by people by the simple fact that they were stepping forward and sort of lunging at me with their chest. And I felt at one point, I think it was a security guard that I brushed aside or whatever. I don't know if it was a push really or what you would call it, but it was nothing major. And, you know, so that I told the police that. I even told the security guard, I'm sorry, you know, but you're right in my face.
How long did it take for the police to get there, and what did they say when they arrived?
Well, what happened after is I was handcuffed, and then I was taken over to another corridor of the school, and there were no other reporters around when this had all gone down, so no one knew what had happened. You know, they didn't know that I was actually now being detained against a wall, handcuffed, face towards the wall, and the security guards wouldn't tell me who they were. I mean, they wouldn't say who they worked for, if they were security guards, etc. They said I was under arrest for trespassing. It was the original thing. And so then it felt to me around 20 to 30 minutes before the police showed up.
And what did what transpired then? What did the police say?
At that point, I mean, the police basically, they told them to take the cuffs off me. And, you know, they took statements and all that. And you know, that process went on for maybe another hour or so. And then that was it. I was free to go.
And so what are you thinking about? Are you considering some kind of legal action yourself?
No, I'm really not. I mean, I think the best remedy to this whole thing is that Mr. Miller just, you know, partake in the process of running as a candidate here for U.S. Senate and answer the media's questions, talk to the media. Don't just dismiss us collectively as a bunch of liberals.
Tony Hopfinger is the founder and editor of Alaska Dispatch. Before the Dispatch, he was a reporter for Bloomberg News and Newsweek, the Anchorage Daily News, and the Anchorage Press. Joe Miller released a statement saying Hopfinger was a liberal blogger who was out of control at the event. Miller has refused numerous requests from APRN for comment.